Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here on this Friday. Got a complete wrap-up of all your Friday activities coming up after this.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840. Well, it was outside market pressure that drove the livestock markets lower today, with cattle futures holding triple-digit losses as well. Now, there may be some additional softness late today or on into later on into the weekend, but the hog futures did finish lower with limited pressure in nearby contracts. The corn prices were lower. The July corn futures were down about 7 cents at one point. Stock markets lower. Dow Jones and NASDAQ all lower today. Live cattle futures were following the direction of outside markets as triple-digit losses continue to hold across the complex. Concern about how global economies will react over the coming weeks and months to the UK leaving the European Union, and also the availability of money in commodity markets, is keeping traders unwilling to buy. Feeder cattle futures remain under sharp pressure as well, following the lack of support in the outside markets. August futures are leading the markets lower with about a $2.10 loss. Now, the grain futures followed the markets lower today as well, with losses from bearish weather forecasts amplified by that surprise vote in Britain. The wheat prices were lower, but they did fare better than the cotton and soybeans, if only because winter wheat futures are already down to contract lows. Harvest pressure ahead of the weekend could be an added factor, though rain could slow combines in some of those areas. The corn prices tumbled to six-week lows overnight, then gave up more than two-thirds of the three-month rally in just five trading days. December futures did manage to bounce after a test of its trend line drawn off April and May lows, holding above some last-ditch retracement support. Now, the soybeans posted double-digit losses as well today, but they're holding up better than some of the other assets as they sometimes track in financial markets. November futures broke through its 200-day moving average overnight. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.